For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord, and we come with open hearts tonight, Lord, and invite you to have your way in the message tonight, Lord, that you will be exalted, and we give attention to the word of God, and we thank you that you give us great grace. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today we're looking at abide in the light of Jesus Christ. So firstly, let's look at John chapter 1, and let's read verses 1 to 5. John 1, 1 to 5. The scripture says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So the scripture, when it says the Word here with a capital W, that's a title of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's saying that Jesus Christ is God. The Word was God, and he is from the beginning. And he is also the creator. All things were made by him. So there was, the scripture tells us, without him was not anything made that was made. So he's the source of all things. And he is the source of life. In him was life. And the life was the light of men. So his life has given us light. And without him, there is no light. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. So light is from God. He is the source of light. And light is the opposite to darkness. So you don't see things in the darkness, but in the light, you can see things clearly. You can see things clearly in the light. So you see the truth of God is revealed. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the source. He's the source. So he is God and he is the creator. He is the one who has given us life. Without the Lord, we would be lifeless. And he's given us light also. Let's go to John 8, verse 12. John 8, verse 12. The Lord Jesus Christ said this in John 8, 12. He says, "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So that, what the scripture is telling us here is that without Jesus Christ, there is no light. There is just darkness. And we can understand that without Jesus, if a person doesn't have Jesus, they are in darkness, spiritual darkness. They're in darkness. They cannot see things clearly if they don't have Jesus, because you can't see things clearly in the dark. Things are hidden in the dark. So Jesus said, "I am the light of the world." So He is the light of the world. He illuminates things and is the source of life and is the source of truth. I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness. So if we follow Jesus, being followers of Jesus, we can understand and believe that we're not walking in darkness. That means we're not walking a path where we can't see clearly where we're going. Because Jesus shows us and has revealed things clearly to us. So we're not walking in darkness when we follow Jesus. But shall have the light of life. So when you've got the eternal life, you've got the light also in your heart. You've got the light. It comes from within. It comes from within. Because that's where the truth resides, isn't it? And also Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you. The engrafted word, the scripture says, all these things show that the light and life of God resides within us, resides within our hearts. So we have that light and the life of God internally, in our inner man. In our inner man, it comes from where Jesus is on the throne of our heart. Jesus is on the throne, and his light lights our path and lights our knowledge as well, lights our minds, lights our souls, lights our hearts, and brings life to us. The opposite of darkness and the opposite of death, because we are no longer people who are spiritually dead, being born again people. We are people who have eternal life, the light of God in us. So we have the life of God in us. And we can thank God that we don't have the ignorance or the deceit or the sin, because all those things are of the darkness. The ignorance, the deceit, and the sin are all things of the darkness. And that's where the devil likes to dwell and hide things and trick people. And he can do that quite easily for people who walk in darkness. Let's go to John 12 and let's read verse 46. John 12:46, Jesus said, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. We read, firstly, the first scripture in John shows that he is the light and the life. He is the source of light and he is the source of life. And he came as a light into the world to bring his life, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to bring life and light, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. So it's a choice. It's a choice. It's a personal choice that people make. Are they going to stay in darkness or are they going to come into the light? And when you have Jesus Christ as your Saviour, you should be seeing things properly, out of the darkness and into the light. He reveals what the untruth is. He reveals the lies and the deception and the trickery of the devil. And you can see that clearly because the Word of God, his Word, is the light to show us these things. It's like it reveals to us the lies and the the deceit and the wrong beliefs and the wrong thinking of others, which is propagated by the devil, who is the deceiver. So it's a personal choice to believe on Jesus Christ. And when a person chooses to believe on Jesus, they make that choice to no longer abide in darkness, but to abide in the life of God and the light of God. So Jesus is the light. In fact, he's the only light source. The only source of light. The false religions aren't the source of light. The false gods aren't the source of light. Man's reasoning, man as his own God, is not the source of light. There is only one source of light and life, and it's Jesus Christ. He's the only source of light and life. His word is truth. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So he says that he is the only way to truth, to know truth, to be free, to be born again. He is the only way. The only way to know the truth, the real truth, and to be born again. To have eternal life and to be saved from hell. Let's go to Proverbs 4. And let's read verses 4b, the second part, through to verse 7 in Proverbs 4. And we'll start from the second part of verse 4 to 3 to 7. The scripture says, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. So you see, God has told us clearly that the pursuit of wisdom and understanding and the getting of it is very important. In fact, it's important to live. Because he says that our hearts should retain his words and his commandments. His words and his commandments are the source of wisdom and understanding. So it's imperative to get the wisdom and get the understanding. And where do you get it from? You get it from the commandments and words of God. That's where you get it. That's where you get it. And do you know what those commandments and words are? They're the light. They are the light that lightens our way. So that word that you take into your heart will light your way. The word, you take it into your heart. It calls itself our spiritual food, more than my necessary food, the scripture says. And it becomes a part of you. So you've got to get it in to your heart. You get it in there through reading it and listening to it, meditating on it and believing it. Get it in there. And it is the source of life and the source of light. The words of the Lord. His words. So that is the source of wisdom and understanding. And God has told us that to get it with all our getting, get understanding. And wisdom is the principal thing. And these things come from the Word. And doing that will preserve our life. It will preserve us. Preserve us. Let's go back to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. And John 14, let's read verses 15 to 17. And this is what the Lord said in John 14, verses 15 to 17. He said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. The world cannot see or know the Holy Ghost, because they are in darkness." They're in darkness. They cannot see or know the Holy Ghost. And that is the nature of the world. The world cannot receive God. It doesn't see him. It doesn't know him. The Comforter is the Holy Ghost. And Jesus said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." He sees that as that's the way that you show. That is how you show, and that's the way you show that and reveal to God you love him, by keeping his commandments. It's necessary to preserve your life, to keep the commandments of the Lord, because if you don't keep them, which are light and life to us, then the alternative is darkness.
That's wrong.
Going in darkness. And that means it's easy for the devil to trick and deceive in the darkness. But in the light, things are revealed. In the light, things are exposed. Things are shown. You see things in the light. And it's how you express your love to God, and how you obey God is to keep the commandments of the Lord. "If ye love me, keep my commandments." This is necessary. And if you don't keep the commandments of the Lord, if you don't keep the commandments of the Lord, then you don't love him. That's what the scripture is telling us. If ye love me, keep my commandments. And we can be thankful to the Lord that he has given us the Spirit of truth, which is the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost helps us. What does he help us to do? He helps us keep the commandments of God and reveals to us the truth. He brings to our remembrance the word of God, which is the truth. And he comforts us and strengthens us. And he dwells with us and is in us. So he is our help. And we are to be very thankful to the Lord that we have the help of God inside our hearts, helping us. So there's a willingness to keep the commandments of God when you love him. And the Holy Ghost helps us to do that. Let's look at John 17, 17. The Lord said in John 17, 17, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." There is no truth apart from God's word. God's word is truth. And that's how you know what a lie is and what deception is. If you hear something or see something that is opposite to God's word, it's not truth. It is not truth. Regardless of how nicely it comes across, it's not truth if it is in opposition to God's word. Because he said, thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word. The word of God is the thing that sanctifies us. And it's working that inside of us, sanctifying us. And what that means is that it's setting us apart from the darkness and the wrong. It sanctifies us. The word of God sanctifies us. We are sanctified through the truth. And we understand what the truth is because the scripture tells us the word. Thy word is truth. So therefore we know what the truth is and we know what the lies are. Thy word is truth. God's word is truth and light. Have a look at Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105, which says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God. So the thing that gives light is the word of God. The word that we take into our hearts and which influences us, which directs us. When we choose to obey, it lights our path so that we stay in the light, that we don't walk in the darkness, that we don't stray in the darkness. So if you have people that are going off and doing the opposite to God's word, you know that they've gone into the darkness. If they're doing the opposite, and they can say anything, they can say, I'm a Christian, they can say that I love God, they can say that, but if you look at what they're doing, and they're doing what is the opposite to God's word, they're in the darkness. They're in the darkness because there's only the light, which is God's word, and there's the darkness, which is not God's word. So you can see, if you choose to obey God's word and it'll light your path. It is the lamp and the light for us. It'll keep us the right way walking in God's truth. And it comes from within. It comes from within. It's not externally imposed. It comes from within our hearts where we put it. See, we have to put it there and then we have to choose to obey it. So it's not something that's externally imposed upon us. It comes from within. So it comes from within. And following God's word keeps us walking in the light. Have a look at John 1, verses 6 and 7. 1 John 1. The scripture says, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So you see that if a person walks in darkness, even though they say, oh, they've got fellowship with God, I've got fellowship with God, but they're walking in darkness, then the scripture tells plainly that they're lying and they are not doing the truth. That person is not doing the truth. They're in the darkness. However, if we walk in the light, which we know is God's word, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, our brethren, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. So we keep walking in the light. And we don't allow ourselves to go off into the darkness. And the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us and is available, if we make a mistake, to cleanse us from sin. So that is our choice, to walk in the light. But it's the only way that we will stay in the life and fellowship of God. And let's go over now back to the Gospel of John, chapter 15. Chapter 15, verses 4 to 7 in John 15. The scripture says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. And verse 10, a little bit further, says, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. So the only way we can abide in the love of God is to keep his commandments. And in doing that, we will bring forth good fruit. So the only way we can bring forth good fruit is to abide in Jesus Christ. Abide in him, in the kingdom of his Son, Jesus Christ, in the kingdom of God. Abide in him. And how do we do that? We love God and we keep his commandments. We love God and we keep his commandments. And you do that and you'll bring forth fruit with the help of the Lord. Because without him, we can do nothing. So there won't be any good fruit coming unless we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. And lastly, let's go back to 1 John chapter 2 and read verses 5 and 6. 1 John 2, verses 5 and 6, says, but whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. And that means just as the Lord Jesus showed us in the other scripture that he obeyed the commandments of God, we are to obey the commandments of the Lord and love him and abide in him and keep the word of God. And in doing that, the love of God is perfected in us. So we are to walk as Jesus walked and obey God's commandments. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We thank you for the light of God and the life of God, Lord, that comes from within our hearts, Lord, and is kept there by loving God and obeying your commandments. And we thank you, Lord, for the help that you've given us, Lord, and the life that you have given us.
Thank you.
And we bless you. In Jesus' name, amen.